Conference unmuted.
No.
Conference muted.
Hello, I hear people jumping onto this call. This is Janice Masters, the Shaman Mama of JaniceMasters.com. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. This is so perfect. I didn't even think about this when I impromptu and spontaneously scheduled this call, but it's so appropriate for this to be about love because our topic, sacred self-care for highly sensitive people and empaths, is absolutely based in self-love. So I'm thrilled. We have a lot of people coming onto this call, very, very gratified by the response to it. The fact is there are a lot of us sensitives and empaths, and gathering from the comments that people have made about coming onto this call and the clients and the students and just the people I've met over the years, there are so many of us. And the info I'll be sharing today is really important and vital for those of us who are wired differently from the other 80% of the population. So I want to say how much I appreciate you as a sensitive, empathic person. You know, you're out there doing your life, offering your gifts, serving your family, your clients, the world. And since you're sensitive, it takes more effort, more stamina, more awareness, and more everything, really. It reminds me of what they used to say about Ginger Rogers when she was dancing with Fred Astaire. She had to do it all, everything that he did, but she had to do it backwards and in high heels. So applause for us. You know, we're having to do it all with a little bit of an extra challenge. So today I'm going to be talking about how to make it easier because that's what I want for you, for all of us. The things I'll be talking about are working for me and my clients and my students, and I want it for you too. So right now, I'm feeling so much excitement. Right now, we're energetically connected in a global circle, so let's take a moment to appreciate everyone who's with us right now on the call and the technology that allows us to connect with people from all over the U.S. and Canada and Europe, and I'm not sure where else, but let's take a breath together and another one and open our hearts to ourselves and to each other and to really allow ourselves to connect in love with one another. I'm really excited to share with you on this topic today. We're brothers and sisters. We're all sensitives, empaths, and we chose this for this lifetime for very good reasons. And yet, we might not have learned exactly how to navigate this sensitivity and empathy very well. I have met so many sensitive and empathic people and worked with so many. In fact, I really think that in the 35 years that I have been practicing as a healer and facilitating particularly women's empowerment and healing, I would have to say that 99% of the women I've worked with have been highly sensitive, empathic people. So you're on this call because you're tired of limping along with your sensitive nature, and I want to teach you the tools and the processes you need to implement so that you can have an easier time of it living in the world. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to invite you to please stay on until the end of the call because I will have a quite unusual special offer for you that you won't want to miss. So, and also, if you like what you're hearing on this call, I'd also like to invite you to tweet, to Facebook, to Google+, whatever social media you happen to like. I would appreciate so much if you would share. So the reason this topic is so vital now is that we're all experiencing more and more of what I've been calling the stress, the slowdown, and the shift. And I've written about this natural cycle on my blog and talked about it extensively, and it seems to really help people to understand that there is a natural flow and not to get freaked out by the slowdown, which usually lasts for longer than we think it should, and to understand that the shift will always happen after the slowdown. So we need to understand how to manage these shifting energies that occur in the macro and the micro. You know, they occur in big, broad ways, and they also cycle through a few to several times every day. Author Penny Pierce, whom I love, has written a book called Frequency, and she says we're entering the intuition age. In fact, and I agree with this completely, we're already there. We're absolutely there. And so your empathic, intuitive nature is positioned absolutely perfectly to participate and really be a front runner in this intuition age. Here's the thing. We're not waiting for some big shift to happen anymore like we were a few years ago. The shift, I could say it's happening, but the fact of the matter is it's already happened, and we're kind of running to catch up with it. The energies are very strongly affecting us. The actual frequency of the Earth's vibration is higher than it was, faster than it was 10 years ago, and that affects us deeply. And we're evolving into a much more sensitive, empathic species as human beings. Our boundaries are more porous, and we might have been struggling even more than usual, but we can learn how to manage our sensitive energy differently, more effectively, more compassionately, and be more peaceful and easier with ourselves and the world. I know this is true because I'm a highly sensitive person, and I've learned a lot of things that have actually become part of my daily routine, like brushing my teeth. I call these things my spiritual energy hygiene practice, and it just makes my life so much easier. There is a component of making this work for you that is key, and this is what I call sacred embodiment. Now, you may have noticed that a number of the spiritual teachers and channels have been talking about this recently. I have been getting a lot of guidance about this within the last couple of years. Many of you, like me, have been traveling on a spiritual path for a while, maybe even a long while. And on that path, we've kind of left our bodies behind in favor of the more ethereal spiritual pursuits of higher consciousness. Well, guess what? If body was not supposed to be part of the experience, we could have stayed where we were and continued our existence as spirit. But we did choose to come here and live in a body to be able to experience and enjoy and interact with the physical world. And so what the guidance is saying that's coming through is that nobody's going to make any spiritual progress any longer without body coming along for the ride. So sacred embodiment is very key, dropping our energy down into our body and living from body, and that means taking care of ourselves differently. I had a pretty normal childhood. I'll tell you a little bit of my story as a sensitive. I grew up in an Italian-American family. My grandparents, all four of them, were immigrants. And we lived with my maternal grandparents from the time I was 3 months old until I was about five. My grandma took me everywhere with her, to church, to visit friends, shopping, wherever. I loved being in nature. I loved sitting in the field at the end of my street and just being with the buzzing of the insects and the hot sun on my head. I loved reading, and I was fine being alone, but I had friends too. So I'm one of those people that we're these days calling an ambivert. You know, I have introverted and extroverted tendencies. I kind of can go both ways. So I had a pretty normal childhood and teen years, except for that darn, what they called then, a nervous stomach. It started probably when I was about seven, and I had it all through my teens and into my 20s. And the way that it was dealt with was with medication, some kind of anti-spasmodic. So my sensitivity was showing up there. My inability to manage my energy was showing up that way. So fast forward a little bit. I'm in my first marriage. I got married at 21, had a baby at 23. Pretty, now that I look back, pretty immature, still growing up, having lots of fun, but also lots of trauma. alcoholism, acting out, didn't really understand my sensitive nature at all, but I was starting to get glimpses of it. And then I moved into another phase very shortly after my daughter was born, and we moved to another city. I began to open up very, very fast spiritually with meditation, drugs, rock and roll, and opening up too fast led to a mental fragmentation, a real breakdown, and major, major, major anxiety attacks, which were horrible. So I started reading everything I could get my hands on to understand what was going on with me, and I read Krishnamurti and Suzuki and Ken Keyes and Fritz Perls and everybody. Then a friend of mine suggested that I learn transcendental meditation, which I did, and voila, after 8 weeks of regularly practicing transcendental meditation, I never had another anxiety attack, and that was over 40 years ago. So that's one of those things that, of course, it doesn't work for everybody. However, it was an important part of my awakening. And I do understand now that it was a spiritual opening. It was my awakening path, my path of ascension, my Kundalini experience. But my goodness, it was, wow, it was rough. And the residue of it led to an eating disorder that lasted over 10 years. So I'm sharing all this with you because there's so many ways that our sensitive nature can manifest when we're not managing our energy well, and we have to resort to coping rather than thriving. Most of the people in my family are sensitive. It kind of is a familial trait, although some of you may find that you're the only one in your family who's a sensitive. But in my family, my mom was very sensitive, which manifested in feminine ways, you know, easily brought to tears and feelings easily hurt. My dad was sensitive, my brothers. My maternal grandmother was a healer and a medicine woman in the Sicilian immigrant community, and my paternal grandfather was a shaman in that same community. So I come by all of this, the sensitivity and my abilities as a healer, come by all of it very honestly. And when you're raised by sensitive people who are not aware of and they're not dealing well with their sensitivity, things can get pretty dysfunctional. People get hurt and misunderstood, and that even deepens our sensitivity and our vulnerability and kind of turns it into a hypervigilance. And it's all part of being a highly sensitive person, because our defenses go up when we're not understood. So in the meantime, along the way, I trained as a therapist, and I was in a lot of my own therapy and training, learning along the way, healing along the way, reading along the way. So I know what it's like to have this sensitive, empathic nature and not identify with it, not really know what to call it, or that there's an it to call anything, and not really know what to do with it that could make life calmer and more peaceful. So we have to, you know, we have to find a way to feel like you've got some healthy control over things. I know that frustration when we don't. You know, you say, I've been working on these issues for how long, and I'm still dealing with this crap? Come on, something's got to give here. So there's a gap between where you are and where you want to be, and you sort of don't know what else to do because, frankly, you've tried a lot of things. I get it. So if you're still struggling to maintain physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental equilibrium, and that's hindering your success, then I'm very happy that you're on this call. So what we're aiming for today is to find ways for you to manage your sensitivity, to manage your empathy, your energy, your experience with a lot more ease, stability, predictability, and a whole lot fewer of what intuitive counselor Colette Baron-Reed calls detours. Detours are those compulsive things we do that allow us to skirt around the overwhelm and the overload of feelings and energies that you don't know how to manage directly. So we're aiming for this so that you can. So listen to these possibilities. Listen carefully and just imagine that you can learn to love living consciously in your own body. You can appreciate your differentness, embrace it, and manage it lovingly. You can identify the power of your personal vibration and live from it, offering it to the world. You can really feel safe offering your unique gifts to the world to fulfill your life purpose. You can soften the social anxiety that may have developed as a response to the world and your sensitive nature. You can understand relationship problems, compulsions, addictions, control dramas in the context of your sensitivity trait, and you can begin to heal them. And finally, you can take control over your emotional experience, refusing to accept what is not yours. So I'm going to teach you all that I can now, and then later in this call I'll share with you how to get more information and training about moving forward in this new way. And I hope I have time to get through all the information I have for you, because I have a ton. So we want to address the energetic shift and the perspective shift you have to make, as well as the practical steps that you need to take. We're focusing on outcome. We're focusing on transformation. What I want for you is nothing less than your transformation into the person you came here to be, and someone capable of not just navigating your sensitive nature, but totally embracing it and capitalizing it so that nothing stands in the way of you doing what you came here to do. I want you to love your sensitive nature. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So remember, the shift has already happened. Your soul is aligned with the new paradigm reality, and what we need to do to help you catch up your personality and your habits with your soul is to give you a little more information and some training on how to match the two up, pure and simple. We want to help you catch your personality and your habits up with your soul. Okay, so I'm going to take you through some information. So remember, the name of this call is Sacred Self-Care for Highly Sensitive People and Empaths. Sacred because I want it to be held in the way that we hold whatever we hold sacred, which is that there's no question that we attend to it in a respectful and loving way. So here are some of the things that everybody on this call is juggling. Number one, our nature is highly sensitive people and empaths. Number two, the current global energies. And number three, the actual day-to-day shifts, changes, stresses, and surprises. So as we move forward into learning about how to manage our reality better, I want to teach you early on a very powerful tool that I developed that you can use right away to shift your energy, your thoughts, and your feelings almost instantly. So right now I'm going to lead you through my original Theta What If healing process. Some of you may be familiar with some of my What If thought transformation books or my What Ifs on Facebook and on Twitter. And some of you may have experienced this process with me already. And if not, you'll get a nice experience of what these powerful quantum questions can do. So the process consists of this. I will state a quantum what if question for you to shift your thinking around about your sensitivity. And I'll lead you through the steps to get there very simply. But first I want you to take a moment and think of some of the limiting negative thoughts and beliefs that you hold about your sensitive nature. Things like this. This will never change. I'll never get over this. This will always make life harder for me. I'll never be able to have a healthy relationship. I hate being so sensitive. I hate worrying so much of the time. I've tried everything and nothing works. I'm so sick of trying so hard to deal with this. No one gets me. Okay? So those are some of the thoughts that are kind of roaming around in our minds from time to time. And we want to shift those kinds of thoughts to thoughts that are much more expansive and positive and lead to our thriving. So now I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and take a breath. And as your eyes are closed, I want you to just roll them back in your head very gently, as if you're trying to look out through the crown of your head. And then I want you to begin what's called bilateral tapping. You can do this on the tops of your thighs, you can do it on your chest, you can do it on your temples, and it's basically just tapping with your fingers, left, right, left, right, left, right. And you continue tapping through this whole process that we'll be doing, okay? So take another breath and begin tapping, left, right, left, right. And repeat these with me, phrase for phrase. What if now is the perfect time to learn more about my sensitive nature? I don't know how this is possible. I only know that it's already so in the quantum world. And I am grateful. Keep tapping and take a breath. Next one. What if my nervous system is different and I do process things more deeply? And that's good. I don't know how this is possible. I only know that it's already so in the quantum world, and I'm grateful. Keep tapping and take a breath. Next one. What if there are tools I can incorporate that make all the difference in managing my energy well? Keep tapping. I don't know how this is possible. I only know that in the quantum world, it is already so. And I am grateful. Keep tapping and take a breath. Next one. What if we are at the beginning of the intuition age? And I am meant to be a front runner. I don't know how this is possible. Keep tapping. I only know that it's already so in the quantum world. And I am grateful. Keep tapping and take a breath. What if navigating my life more smoothly would allow me to share more of my gifts more freely? Keep tapping. I don't know how this is possible. I only know that it's already so in the quantum world, and I am grateful. Keep tapping and take a breath. Next one. What if better energy management leads to a more focused, intentional, fulfilled life? I don't know how this is possible. I only know that in the quantum world it's already so. And I am grateful. Take a breath. Keep tapping. Next one. What if the current global energies support my conscious role as a highly sensitive person now more than ever? I have no idea how this is possible. I only trust that it's already so in the quantum world, and I am grateful. Keep tapping and take a breath. And last one. What if naturally tapping into my true gifts will lead to discovering and living my life purpose? Keep tapping. I can't imagine how this is possible. I only know that it's already so in the quantum world, and I am grateful. Keep tapping. Take a breath. Good. Now you can stop the tapping. Take another breath. Take a moment to just breathe and notice how you're feeling. You may have some buzzy energy going on from the tapping and the energy shifting. Vibrational shift. And now allow yourself to come back to the call with some significant energy shifts that you can bring along. And notice over the next few hours and day or so what might have changed for you. I love sharing that with you. That's something that I personally love. I love that Spirit shared this process with me, and I love doing it myself and love sharing it and working with this with my clients and students. So now I'm going to go over some things that are essential for you to understand about how to step into some very empowering new ways of honoring yourself and your sensitivity and your empathic nature. And by the way, I will take questions at the end of the call. So if you have some questions, you can write them down so you don't forget, but I will give you an opportunity to ask them. So I'm calling what I'm going to be sharing with you now the 6 keys to sacred self-care for highly sensitive people and empaths. So the first key is that we're going to define what exactly are highly sensitive people and empaths. High sensitivity seems to be, according to the research, of which there is not a ton right now, but there's more coming, seems to be an inherited trait that can be intensified by early family experiences, and it shows up as a very active, responsive nervous system, and also the taking in of more emotional, physical, and other, we would say, psychic information than usual, leading to overwhelm and overload. According to Dr. Elaine Aron, who's a specialist, a very well-known specialist in this field, according to her research, high sensitivity is an inborn neutral trait, which means it's not good, it's not bad, it just is, and then it's found in 15 to 20% of the population. That's really important to note that we're not like everybody else. Everybody is not wired this way. 15 to 20% of the population, okay, that's us. And far from being a weakness or a flaw, a highly sensitive person simply has a more sensitive central nervous system, tends to possess a higher sense of awareness than the general population too. Because highly sensitive people tend to process more information and process it more deeply, they also tend to become more easily overwhelmed or stimulated or stressed. That can just wanting to run and hide. Here's some questions to ponder. And actions, as I said. Have you ever been too sensitive and need to get over? Does your energy jangled by being exposed to loud noises or aggressive people? I cannot go to the movies and sit in front of tune it out. I can't tune it out. I used to love when I was in festivals, and I don't really like my sensitivity. That's not such a good next question. Has it been challenging to because of stress, anxiety, and difficulty staying on an even keel? Perhaps you even feel that this has kept you from fulfilling your sacred purpose. Are you naturally very intuitive, even psychic? Some of you have had these traits going on from the time you were very small. For some of us, these traits have developed more over time. I look at the progression of sharing my channeling and intuitive wisdom that took me a while to find a comfort zone with that. Next question. Do you feel like a sponge or a vessel that takes on the energy around you with no really sense over control over what enters your energy system? And the last question for now, have you ever felt like maybe you just don't belong here? You're so different. different. I've had so many clients over the 35 years that I have been working as a healer who have expressed that uncomfortableness with being in the world. So if you answered yes to any of these questions, then they're probably leading you to conclude that you are a highly sensitive person or an empath, if you didn't know that already. Be aware also that all of the traits and the characteristics that I'm discussing exist along a continuum. So I might not be as sensitive as you are in one area, but more sensitive than you in another, or you, overall, you may be more or less sensitive than another highly sensitive person. You might be an introvert or an extrovert, or like me, an ambivert. You may work in a variety of professions, and you may have many diverse interests. And some of you may be very well versed in self-care, and others somewhat new to the idea of paying that much attention to yourself. So whether you're looking to fine-tune or to start in, there's plenty of information and intuition to support you here. What matters is that you know yourself and you know how to care for yourself so that you can thrive. Here's some more characteristics to look at if you're a highly sensitive person and empathic. You process things deeply. This may lead to overstimulation. You may process things slowly, pausing and checking the lay of the land. You're highly intelligent. Of course we are. You're very creative. You're quite intuitive, even psychic. You have an artistic aesthetic and sensibility. You appreciate nature very deeply. You love animals, maybe even more than you like people. You are gifted, and your sensitivity amplifies your talents. You strive to understand the deeper levels of life and existence. Fear, self-doubt, confusion, lack of information hold you back from bringing your gifts to the world in fulfillment of your life purpose. You may be overweight, may have struggled with addictions or compulsives that are detours around your feelings of overwhelm and overload. I'm very familiar with that pattern myself. You're affected by lighting, especially fluorescent lighting. I have fluorescent lights in my office, but they never get turned on. Sound in a movie theater. Like I said, I can't sit in front of somebody who's talking through the whole movie. I have to move. Smell. I have a friend who has a very hard time going into clothing stores because of the smell of the what they call sizing on the fabric. It gives her an instant headache and practically triggers an anxiety attack. Temperature and other sensory experiences that sometimes make it difficult to cope. And there, of course, are a lot more. So the second P to sacred self-care for highly sensitive people and empaths is energy, what it is and why it matters to you. Try to get through this. I've got so much information for you, but I don't want to keep you forever. So everything is energy, and everything you interact with is energy, and everyone you encounter is energy, and objects and animals are energy. And we think we're dealing with matter because we live in a material world, but everything has a unique energetic vibration. All people do as well. Quantum physics tells us that everything exists as both wave and particle, and that the wave energy holds the potential for everything, and particle energy is the wave that has materialized into something. But because we forget and we don't act with the awareness that everything is energy, that can contribute to our lack of self-care, which leads to that overwhelm we've been talking about. You've got energetic walls around you that are more porous than other people's boundaries, and that's something that needs to be dealt with. So this means that learning about tools, resources, and processes that allow you to recognize and ground and clear and honor your own particular energy needs is really important. So the third key to sacred self-care for highly sensitive people is stepping into that stream of what I call sacred embodiment. So for a long time, I've said that many people live from the eyebrows up. Think about where your personal energy is right now. And if you're like most highly sensitive people, it's probably hovering somewhere over your head or next to you, or depending on trauma you may have suffered, it might be a lot farther away from that. So it's really important that even though we remain on a spiritual path, that we bring body back into the experience and we drop our energy down into body and we learn to experience life from within our bodies rather than dissociated from them. Okay, it's all well and good to hang out in those higher frequencies, but tuning into your body, using those energetic spiritual hygiene practices I talked about are really, really essential. It is time to come back to your body. Okay? So the fourth key to sacred self-care for highly sensitive people is setting and holding limits and boundaries. We move from talking about energy to talking about how to take care of your energetic field and knowing, based on who you are, what boundaries and limits to set. So the boundaries are about what gets in and what gets out of your personal energy field. And if they're like Swiss cheese, then all kinds of things are going to come in that you won't even know about until you feel it, and you won't even necessarily know that you've taken on someone else's feelings. So if you want more control over that, you've got to set up a different kind of boundary. Limits are about what you decide works for you in relationship to other people and circumstances. There are some people we hold at a distance from us because we don't like how their energy feels or their and then there are others we let in closer. And even with the ones we let in close and feel safest with, we have to understand and express the limits that work the best for us given our sensitive nature. And learning the power of a positive no is part of that. So you're in control of your boundaries and limits. And even though you may have been unconscious about that, you can become empowered to take more charge of it. The fifth key to sacred self-care for highly sensitive people and empaths is claiming and sharing your special gifts. Some of the things about being sensitive may have been burdensome for you in the past, and you may have viewed it as a limitation or a handicap. And now you can begin to reframe what your sensitive nature really is and how many gifts it brings and how they enrich your life. Life with you, and there's so much right with you. The majority of the energy workers. Do that to your satisfaction, your gifts forth, and those gifts. Okay? Question. The sixth key to sacred self-care for highly sensitive people and empaths is daily habits and hygiene, tools and practices for your well-being. Popeye says, so it's really important to know who you are, what you're like, and what kind of energy flow you're in at the moment in deciding what kinds of tools and practices are best for your personal sacred self-care. For example, you would think that meditation would be an all-around good thing for everyone all the time, right? I mean, look, it cured my anxiety attacks. Well, I had a session with a woman a while ago who was practicing a certain form of meditation, and while she got momentary relief from the stress and the overwhelming energy she was experiencing during more peace and ease. And that has to be up to you. You know, there are visualizations, meditations, crystals, colors, salts, foods, physical activities, all kinds of things. I have a meditation that we can do, and I'm going to save it for the end because I want to share with you a little bit more, and I'll save that meditation. The fact of the matter is the days and the old ways of trying to pass for normal are over. The days of trying to pound your square peg into a round hole are over. Now is your time. And all of the things I've talked about so far are about your transformation through sacred self-care that will lead you to the authenticity of coming from your core identity as a high of your gift. The class. And .com. You'll see a list of the classes, and you can click on the Sacred Self-Care for Highly Sensitive People. There's a beautiful picture of a woman in the beach with her arms outstretched, free and easy. Click on that, and you can get some information about that class. The questions to ask yourself are, transformation, is it time for me to step out with my true self and my true gifts? What do I want to be experiencing a year from now, 2 years from now, etc.? And what is the best way for me to learn the important things that are next for me in my personal development? So I'm going to share a little bit more about the class, but in the meantime, if you have some questions, I'd like to invite you to email them to me at theshamanmama@gmail.com, and I will answer them. I'm going to tell you something about the class. So the class starts next Wednesday, and it's a wonderful way. The last time that I ran it, 18 women participated and absolutely loved it. And at the outset, I said the classes would be 60 minutes long, and because I always do laser, most of the calls ended up being more like between 60 and 90 minutes long, which everybody was happy about, including me. So what I bring, for those of you who don't know me, is 22 years as a former holistic psychotherapist and then 15 years as a spiritual life coach and doing deep and lasting transformational work with my clients, teaching spiritual principles and processes as well. And if you haven't, then I hope that this time together gives you a sense of me and my work. My clients tend to gain a lot of awareness of the patterns that have slowed their evolution and their growth, and I teach them the tools and the processes to shift their energies into new intentional patterns and then they're able to succeed in finding the change that they're looking for, which allows them to express their soul purpose in all aspects of their lives. Helps them to go into the world empowered, enlivened, and excited about the infinite possibilities, and I would love to support you in that. Class is, as the name of the call is, Sacred Self-Care for Highly Sensitive People and Empaths, and it will go on for 6 weeks. The first 5 weeks are classes with me, also doing laser coaching. The four process. From spirit, services that. That you'd like to take this class and you'd like to enroll as a mystic to get the 15% discount. So you can go to lfsuniversity.com/enrollment-benefits, and that will take you to the page where you can enroll as a member if you like. So the cost of the class, if you're a member, is $466, for a non-member, $549. Then there is another option for the class plus 2 30-minute coaching sessions with me, and those are structured the same, with a 15% discount for members. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what you get in the class, but I'm also going to tell you about this ridiculous offer that I have for you, which I've done this once before, and it was such a win-win-win situation that I decided to do it again. We're tapped into a really large network of highly sensitive people and empaths because, you know, that's who we hang out with, right? So I had gotten an email when I taught the class last time from a woman telling me she knows a lot of people that would like to take the class, and she'd be referring them. And because she's a great businesswoman, she said, would I consider a special offer for her if she made referrals? So I absolutely did that, and it worked up. It just worked out great for her, for her friends, for me. So here's the offer. If you send me 3 referrals, then I will refund your tuition for the class completely, 100%. Okay? Send me 3 or more referrals to actually sign up for the class, and you will take the class absolutely free. So it's kind of like an informal affiliate program, and I want to make that offer to you. The way to do this is on the PayPal page where you pay for the class. There's a spot that says special instructions, send a message. So just be sure that anybody signing up based on your referral states that you referred them, and I know that came from you, and I can give you I give you the rebate. Okay, so you'll get all the class materials. You'll get that 60 to 90-minute class. All the class materials will be located in one place, make it very easy. You'll get a recording of each class. There will be a closed private Facebook group. I'm actually going to open the call right now. See if we got any questions going on. You'll have the option, besides the Facebook group, which is optional, but really, really great for connecting with other classmates and with me as well. And you get a bonus 20 quantum what if sacred self-care questions to start your energetic shift. So now I'm going to open
Muted.
Okay, conference unmuted. So if there's anyone on the line who has a question for me, I would love to answer it for you if I can. Anyone?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, aloha. My condition right now is such that I'm not able to participate in the class,
Yes.
The sensitivities have been so much, I'm on disability, so, and unfortunately, folks that are also in the same situation, so finding peers that can pay for the class, which I appreciate this offer. Until I can do that, I'm wondering, when will you be offering the class again? Do you have any, do you have your own website, and do you have any books?
Yes, I will be offering the class again. I'm not at all sure that I'll be offering it live again. Chances are very good that I will turn it into a home study next time using recordings from this class and all the class materials. I do have a website, which is janicemasters.com. And I have some What If books. Not an investment, but you can. It's very good. It would be great because I
little at least by that. Short term memory.
Yeah. The world is already true.
This is Natalie Wheeler.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Jazzed right now.
I love the stuff that you're talking about. Can you give me the website again?
Yeah, my website is my name, JaniceMasters, with an S, .com.
Okay. And is this where your class is at?
No, where my class is at is L as in living, F as in from, S as in spirit, university.com. And on the opening page, you will find a list of classes. If you click on that, again, if you become a member, which costs $28 a month, then you get a 15% across the board discount on all classes and all services, including private coaching with me.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And if you do decide to sign up, the The code that you want to enter is Mystic, M-Y-S-T-I-C, 15-15.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Thanks,
Got
Natalie.
It. Thank you.
Great to meet you here.
It's great to meet you, too.
Great. Okay. Someone else have a question or a comment you'd like to share?
I just want to, this is Lusana again. I want to express gratitude for your knowingness that we can learn the skills to embody sacredly and to be able to share our gifts, that it is possible.
Yeah.
Having struggled for so long and having, you know, obviously been judged myself, that you have helped people to be able to learn is encouraging. It brings hope.
Well, thank you for expressing that, because, you know, I honestly was overwhelmed with the ability to take in and integrate and transform that the 18 women in the last class demonstrated, and the empowerment that resulted, the self-love that emerged, the self-acceptance. You know, a lifetime, it gives me goosebumps, because a lifetime of feeling like you're out of step with the world, being shifted into self-love and community and empowerment is just so, so phenomenal. So I appreciate your expression of that, Lusana. Thank you.
Thank you. And, mm-hmm. and I resonated with the goosebumps. In Hawaii here, we call them chicken skins.
A lot of chickens there, yes. Okay, thank you. Anyone else have a question or a comment?
Yes.
Hi, Dana.
Yes, hello.
Hello, there's two of us talking at one time. Hi, Dana, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
I have a quick question. It's probably a pretty detailed answer, I would imagine, but just your general thoughts on, as an empath, how do I begin to set a healthy boundary with my six-year-old, who is, he's a little boy and is also empathic, and I am wandering the day with him by myself, and I am easily overwhelmed by his energy all day, and I find myself getting very easily frustrated, you know, because
yeah.
kids need something all the time, and,
yeah.
and you know, I struggle with this daily, and I don't know how to even try to set a boundary.
Okay, well, let me give you the short answer, okay? The short answer is that one of the things you desperately need is to be grounded, and that can be as simple as just visualizing energy going from your heart down through your body into Mother Earth, down into the center of the earth, hooking in, and then bringing Mother Earth energy back up into your heart, okay? You will probably need to do that several times throughout the day, because if you're not used to being grounded, which most sensitives and empaths are not, we lose our ground pretty quickly until it becomes grooved in energetically. So ground yourself several times a day just by visualizing that process I just described. And also, depending on how you're feeling and what he's up to, you're going to need to put some protection, energetic protection in place around you. And I like to say that it can be anything from a gossamer purple silk around your aura to plexiglass as thick as the gorilla cage at the zoo. You know what I mean? So depending on the situation and the interactions, it's your responsibility to protect yourself. Not that you're not offering your love and support and joy and everything with your little six-year-old, but that you're not a vessel or a sponge that's taking on his energy to the point of discomfort for you.
Okay?
So those two things.
Yeah, I guess what I guess crystals, I use crystals for grounding, and I also use a bioelectric shield, which I thought would be enough, but I'm guessing it's not.
you need really solid grounding, really, really solid grounding.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
That protection.
I will work on that.
Yeah. Okay, terrific. Great.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
Anne.
So
That's
welcome.
A great starting point.
You're
thank
very welcome.
You.
Someone else have a question or a comment?
Dan?
Yes.
Dan,
I do.
Marcy DeVere.
Hi, Marcy, my love. How are
hey.
You?
Oh, I'm great. Oh, and I will do anything, you know, to learn more grounding. I have learned grounding many years ago in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's my life.
Yeah.
I'm a double Gemini, and I'm an air sign, and I can get it all done in my head and never want to do anything in the physical.
Absolutely. You can be a terrific space cowgirl.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you realize the importance of the grounding. Otherwise, you know, you're right. We don't live in the physical world. We live in the world of ideas and concepts. And come on, that's not why we came here.
Yeah. I discovered that was why I was eating sometimes.
Sure.
Was to help me ground.
Yeah. A lot of us do that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And when I started doing grounding, I was not so much of a space case.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel it's so important to help children learn to do that.
Most definitely. Especially sensitive kids, yeah.
Oh, my, yes.
Yeah.
And I've got they're adults now, but they're sensitive. And my son, who's older, of course, in his 50s, he has to do physical work, and I help do physical work to help ground me.
Yes.
If I don't do some physical work, I just get spacey.
Well, that's why it's so important for each of us to understand what it is that works best for us, you know, and to incorporate those into our lives so that they become habits that we recognize the need for them. Yeah.
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 Yes.
Thank you, Marcy. I'm so glad you shared about that. I appreciate it very much. I love you.
I love you, too, and thank you for all your classes and all your work.
Thanks, Marcy.
Uh-huh.
Someone else have a question or a comment?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes.
This is Laurel.
Hi, Laurel.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm on the path where I'm trying to figure out if I fit into this highly sensitive or empathic area.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing that you said, you're just too sensitive, you got to get over it, that really resonated.
Bingo.
And I'm wondering if you can put up walls so that you don't feel the rest of it.
Well, you can put up.
I've blocked an awful lot, and I can't break back through.
Yes, you certainly. Look, it's a kind of a functional defense mechanism that some of us do put up walls that are impenetrable. And so sometimes part of the work is to back off of those impenetrable walls and to really begin to find something that works better for us, what I call it's like a membrane that allows osmosis, you know, back and forth, but we're in charge of it. We're in charge of what comes in, what goes out. So we're not blocking everything, which may have been a very functional decision for a while, but in the end we really miss out on a lot, right?
Yeah, well, it's like my son-in-law saying to me, you're just too nice. I don't want to change that because I feel like that's changing a very vital part of me.
Yeah, and with the proper limits and boundaries, you can keep the nice, absolutely.
Okay, so I just need to learn some different processes to start allowing a little more through and finding ways to deal with it.
Yes, and that's exactly what we'll be doing in this class, Laurel.
Okay, and you said it was 400 something.
466 with the discount. If you become a member, then it's 466. And let me look. And if not, I think it's 549. Yeah, that's right. For members, 466. For non-members, 549. And believe me, you know, I know I'm the one teaching it, but it is so worth it. This information has changed my life so much. And the lives of all of my students and clients that I have taught this information to, it just really allows you to claim yourself and your life and to move it in the direction that you want. Yes. Thank you, Laurel.
I'm just on a path where I'm starting to get a little financially stable after losing my home through a divorce and cancer and all that stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But I just joined a class with Marcy Shimoff called Your Year of Miracles.
Yes.
So I'm still paying for that.
Mm-hmm.
But this one sounds more attuned to specifically what I need.
It's fundamental to everything else that you want to do. I can go out on a limb and say that to all of you. This training is fundamental to everything else that you want to do that would allow you to feel successful in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Laurel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for all your Facebook posts. I look forward to those.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm so glad.
With Joe Vitality, I first learned What If,
so I
listened to all of those.
Yeah, yeah, great. Okay, anyone else with a question or a comment?
Yes, Lusana again.
Hello.
Sorry. This is Lusana again.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering what time on Wednesdays?
2:00 Eastern.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else with a question or a comment you'd like to make? Okay.
Is it recorded?
It is recorded, yes. It is recorded.
Will you be releasing it?
I will be releasing it. I will be releasing it onto Facebook. And if you signed up by being on my email list, I will also send the link out to my entire list. So
okay.
Either way, whether you found it, you know, found out about it on Facebook or through my email list, I will send it out to you, hopefully. If not by the end of today, certainly by tomorrow. And again, the class does start next Wednesday. And don't forget that special offer, honeys, that if you know a bunch of sensitives, and you can get 3 people to sign up with you, which would also be marvelous for you to have, you know, connection with friends in this, then I will gladly refund your entire tuition. So keep it in mind. Okay. Well, happy Valentine's Day again to everybody. Once again, this is Janice Masters, the Shaman Mama from janicemasters.com. Please visit my website. I actually have a giveaway a drawing will be going on next Wednesday for some wonderful gifts, including some coaching with me. So you can go there and sign up. Okay. I love you all, and see you around. Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll see now. How many people are on the call?
comes up. Yeah, I see it there.